No, no, you already started the mission here already.
We started the mission?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you've been doing Hazaka versus Rogue. That's what you're going to start. Hazaka versus Rogue.
Okay. Let's do again the Mishnah. It was already so long ago. Let's go again. Cherishai to be cotton. Don't have nemanis. Andaf pei vav amir aleph. We're learning perikisei adam. So the mitzvah kisei adam only applies to chai b'of. Doesn't apply to behemoth. Only applies if you did a proper shechita to the chai b'of. So of the last line on pei hei amir bei is going over to pei vav amir aleph. Of there's a machlokes hatanaim in the beginning of the second parak, which we learned already. Whether yesh chita lof min hatorah, ein chita lof min hatorah. What do you mean ein chita lof min hatorah? I mean, if an oaf dies a natural death, the chicken that they sell in the A&P is kosher min hatorah. Ein chita lof min hatorah. It's not true. There's an institution of nivlas oif tohor mitame abeis habliya. If an oif tame dies, an eagle dies, has no tumah. If an oif tohor dies, a chicken dies, or a turkey dies a natural death, so then it's metamei bebeis habliya. If you swallow, if you pick it up, it's not metamei. Let's say you pick up nevela in the A&P, piece of nevela flesh. Even though it's wrapped up, it's metamei bemasa. If you touch it and it's not wrapped up, then it's metamei bemaga. And if it's wrapped up, there's no maga. If you pick it up, then it's metamei bemasa. But a nivla soif oif tomei is not metamei. Well, nivla soif tohor is metamei bebeis habliya if you swallow it. So you see that there is an institution of shechita by oaf. So Tosis explains, everybody agrees that Mesa Me'eleho is an Issa Deraisa, that's Nivlo Seif Tohar. But the Machlokes says they need the same the Chirasa Zoe Shchitasa, as long as you take a saw, a knife, something, and you cut by the neck, it doesn't matter, Shia Drosa, Chaloda, Grom of Yika, doesn't matter. You don't need all the Chomishel Cheshchita, all you need is Nechira Simani Menatzava, you have to cut the corner of the Reshet, and that's it. Or do you say, no, Yeh Shchita Lof Menatzava, you need all the Chomishel Cheshchita. So the Gemara said before, what will be the din if you shoot a bird and it dies like that? There's no din of kisei adam. He didn't do a shechita at all. What will be the din if you take a saw and you cut the neck? So the saw is full of pegimas. Every quarter of an inch is another pegimas. So it's not a good shechita. It's not a good shechita, but according to the opinion that ain't shechita lof natar, it's a perfect shechita. So you won't be allowed to eat it midrabanan. If you hold ain't shechita lof natar, but midrabanan, you have all the hilcha shechita. So you won't be allowed to eat it with the Rabbanon, but you'll need kisei adam, because on the level of the rice, he did a perfect shchita. All you need is nechira simani min atzavar, and you need kisei adam. If you hold yesh shchita lof min atorah, then you won't need kisei adam. That's like shooting the bird, and it dies, there's no mitzvah of kisei adam. So if you do nechira simani, the Gemara says, that'll depend on the machlokes, whether yesh shchita lof min atorah or not. So here the Mishnah says, Acherishat v'kot, the first Mishnah says, Cherishat v'kot, not Jewish, and if they get sick on Shabbos, Yimachal Shabbos, to save their lives, they're Jewish people, but they're la bardas, so they don't have nemanis to say that they did a good job about Shechita.
What about Mikdash? But when you do Malika, do they do Kisei Adam after Malika too?
No, the Mishnah said, that was the beginning of the Perek. Kisei Adam is only b'chulin avloi b'mikdoshin. So the Gemara discussed, are you talking about Kodesh Mizbech or Kodesh Berek Abayis, but there's no Kisei Adam.
And with Tomei, what's the same rule?
And by what?
Tomei, being with Tomei. Same thing? Another, basically, same. Whatever in Kulin, is that applied to anything like done Malik and Mikdash? Of course, there'd be of Tomei. And Kulin, like you said, it's only
Kulin is a machlokes, whether Yesh Chita Lof Min HaTorah or not, yeah. Malika is bechulin is puzzle because you're cutting with a fingernail that's attached to the body. That's called mechuber. Even though it's not mechuber lekarka, mechuber to the body. So bechulin, if you should malika, a kashma malika is puzzle b'shchita. And if you do malika with a knife, it'll be puzzle. That's a mishnah in the first parak. A kashma malika puzzle b'shchita, a kashma b'shchita puzzle b'malika. Malika has to be dafka with the fingernail that's attached, and shchita has to dafka be with a knife that's not attached to the body. If you do malika with a knife, it'll be possible. You do shchita with a fingernail, it'll be possible. You have to do the malika properly. Yeah. So the first Mishnah, Masechta, says, Acherisha to a katna Jewish, and if they shecht and they did a proper job of shchita, it'll be mutzabachil, but they don't have nemanis. because they're lab ben edas. They don't have the month to say that they did a good shechita. However, what if you have the cherish out of country shochta v'cherem ra'i ma'isam? Adults are watching, and the adult sees that he did a perfect shechita. So then someone is mechuyev to do kiyas adam. The cherish out of country not mechuyev in any mitzvahs. He can't say. Usually we say the one who did the shechita is mechuyev to do the kiyas adam. He can't say the cherish out of country not mechuyev in any of the tayag mitzvahs. Can't say he's mechuyev, but someone who's watching him do the proper shechita is obligated to do the kiyas adam. Kiyas adam, the Gemara is going to say on the next daf. The first zechus to do the kiyas adam is to the shechet. And if I shech the bird, and I'm interested in doing kiyas adam, somebody chapsois for me, so the Gemara says they have to pay asor zehuvim because they stole a mitzvah from me. If I want to be mechabit someone else, that's a different story. So I can be mechabit someone else. That's a machlek. Some acharim say it's not right to be mechabit someone else. It's your mitzvah. Why should you give it away to someone else? And the meaning is not so. The meaning is that if the shechet has done kisei adam many times in the past, which is usually the case, let's say the shochtim in the slaughterhouse, so they shecht 5,000 chickens on one day. They go every hour. They have a different shechet as shechita. They shecht hundreds and thousands of chickens a day. So he did many times kisei adam. So when a rabbi comes, so then mechabit the rabbi to do a little bit of kisei adam. Meaning is lahakal that it is permissible to be mechabit someone else. Here, cherish out to bekotn shishoch, they're not mechuyev to do any mitzvahs, they're not mechuyev to do kisei adam. So the one who is watching them, who knows that they did a good job, is obligated to do the kisei adam. But what if they shechted beinom lebein atzmam? No one was watching when the cherish out to bekotn shechted. So it should really be a sofek nevela. It should be a sofik nevela. So you ought to say that you're sofik nevela, sofik shera. So you should say you're mechuyev to do kisei adam misofik. The Mishnah says zero. Pata malachasis. There's no kisei adam at all. V'chein l'inyan os v'ezmarav, the same din. What's the same din? Shushoch t'vacherim ar moysam. If adults are watching when the cherish had to be caught and shechted, and they saw that they did a good shechita, so it's a good shechita. Also lishchot achreihem. So no one else is allowed to shecht also as but on the same day. Well, what if the cherish had to be caught and shecht the binom la binatz, but no one else was watching? So then we say they're not allowed to eat from the shechita that they did. You're not allowed to eat. It's a vaday nevela. Vaday nevela, and you're allowed to shecht also as but on the same day. Or you say no, it's a sofik nevela. So misofik, you shouldn't be allowed to shecht also as but on. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. So Rav Meir matir. Rav Meir says that when the cherish out to be cut and shecht, and you don't have an adult watching, it's not a suffik nevela, it's a vaday nevela, and it's even lahakel that you permitted the and if there's an adult there, he has the right to assume the cherish out to be cut made vaday nevela, and it's muta lishchot achreim da osu vezbeno. But chachamim ma'isrim, the chachamim say no, it's a suffik nevela, so misofik. You're not allowed to shecht the osu vezbeno. If you will shecht the osu vezbeno, you won't give him malchus. There's only a sofik, but it's a sofik. So that's machlekes Rami and Chachamim. When a cherish out to be caught, will shecht. Is it a vaday nevela or is it sofik nevela? In the Reisha, how did it say? If the cherish out to be caught shecht benon leben atzmam, potam melachasas. Why is it potam melachasas? Because it's a vaday nevela. One should say it's a sofik nevela, sofik kosher reshchita, and someone should do kis adam misofik believe bracha. So that's the Gemara's question. And the Sefer, they quote a machlek Zarmana Chachamim, whether the Shechita is Cheresh HaTekotin, we should assume that it's a Vaday Nevela or a Safik Nevela. And the Reisha says you assume it's a Vaday Nevela, like Rab Meir. It's a Stira, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Modim, even though the Chachamim say it's a Safik Nevela, and you're not allowed to Shech the Rosh HaZman, this they agree, Shem Shoch HaShen is Safik HaZabayim. If he's going to Shech the Rosh HaZman on the same day, it's not a Vaday Yisa, it's a Safik Yisa. So he won't give him Malkus. Rashi, we saw the funny Rashi. Rashi says, Hasra Sofiki. What do you mean, Hasra Sofiki? It's an Avera Bisofik, not a Hasra Sofiki. Hasra Sofik means he did a Vadai Avera. Hasra Sofik is the case. A woman got divorced from her first husband, and then she remarries very soon after, and she has a baby. And you can't ascertain whether the first husband is the father of the baby, second husband is the father of the baby. So there's a din amako of v'imo eschayiv misa. So the kid grows up, and he doesn't get along with either the first husband or the second husband. So he's makah the first husband, that may be his father, and then he's makah the second husband, that may be his father. So when he only hits one of them and he causes bleeding, that's called makah avimah. So it's a sofik avera, so you don't give him malchus. Even though they gave him hasra, don't hit this man, he may be your father, may be chai misa, goes and he hits that's an aver b'sof, and then he hits the second one, and they gave masra, don't hit this man. It'll turn out that it's a vade aver and manushach. Either you're makah over him in the first one or the second one. So that's a vade aver. That's called hasra sofik. Each time they gave hasra, it was a sofik whether he's doing the aver this time. So there it's a machlekes tanoim and a machlekes of yechnam eish lokish whether hasra sofik. Shmo hasra or not. So the Rambam paskins, it's a question how the Rambam paskins. It's a question how the Rambam. There are stiras in the Rambam, there are funny lines in the Rambam. Maybe a misprint in the Rambam. The Vilna Gaon claims that there's a misprint in the Rambam. It's a question how to pass. But over here, what does Rashi say? Hasra sofik. It's an aver of the sofik. You don't know whether the shchitas cherushat to the katan was a good shchita or not. Fine. So that's the first kasha the Gemara asked. Why is there a discrepancy between the Reish and the Seif? The Reish doesn't quote a machlekes or a man nachamam. It just says patam alachasas. Once you say Yechayv to be Mechasa mi Sofik, once you say Sofik Nevelis, and the Reish, it sounds like it's a Vadai Nevelis. So that's the Gemara's question. V'Rabbana, and the Chachamim who disagree with Reb Meir, Mashna Reish, Deloit Pligi, Mashna Sefer the Pligi, why do they only disagree with Reb Meir in the Sefer regarding Osvez Beno, when the Cherush had to be caught in Shecht and no one was watching? So they hold that it's a Sofik Shera, Sofik Nevelis. So you shouldn't shech the osa, so in the Reisha they should say, you should do kisa adam, believe brocha. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, no, yesh kach v'ar chachamim lakadov minator b'shei v'al tasa. In the Reisha, the chachamim made a special takana. The chachamim have a right to tell you, midirabbanan, not to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. They have a right to tell you, not to wear tzitzis and a begad shel pishton. They're afraid it'll lead to an avera. They have the right to tell you that a Gershon is Gair Erev Pesach, he's not allowed to participate in Korban Pesach this year, he should wait till next year. Different things, Yeshkech V'achachamim, L'akadom Menator B'Shei V'al Tasa. They have authority to tell you not to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. But they have no authority, Einkech V'achachamim, L'akadom Menator B'kum V'aseh. They have no right to allow you to do Osev Ezbeno, if there's a Sofik Aver, a Sofik Daraisa L'chumer. So that's what the Gemara suggests. And the Reishit is a separate Gzerim of the Rabban. We don't permit you to do the Kisei Adam. When I told you, Mukhif, to do Kisei Adam, be Sofik. If the Cherishot of Kotun Shochtu, Beinom Labeir Atzma. So you should be obligated to do Sofik, the Reisa Luchum, to do Kisei Adam. So that's it. Reisha, the Gemara answers, yeah, I mean, Chayavim Lachasais. If you'll say like the Din should have been, then Mukhif to do Kisei Adam, be Sofik, believe Brocha. Amri Shchitam Al Yisehi, it'll lead to a Michshol. People will think, oh, he's doing Kisei Adam. Must have been that it's a kosher Shechita. So people will eat from the Shechita. Pegmar knew the Sefer also. Why do you say that you're not allowed to Shech Tos Vezbeno? People will, you'll ask and they'll say you're not allowed to Shech Tos Vezbeno. Sefer Nami came in the Kami Rabbanon. Also, Lishchadach Reim, Amri people will say, Shechita Mal Yisi, Vasalamechon Mishchitosim. Why don't they make the Gzeir in the Sefer as well? So the Gemara answers, no. In the Sefer, when we say, don't shech to us, Vezbeno, people assume he doesn't eat so much flesh. That's why he's not shechting the other one. That's why he's not shechting the mother or the vlad on the same day. Sefer, people will assume, Amri, they'll assume, Bisruhu, the lokam aboyle. He doesn't eat so much flesh. Frek the Gemara, son, the Reisha also. Why do you say we don't permit him to do Kisi Adam? Because people will assume, people will interpret it to mean that it's a vade kosher ishchitin and will be maybe the day michshol. People will eat the flesh. When he's going to do Kisei Adam, I think he doesn't want to have a puddle of blood in his backyard. He wants to throw sand there to absorb all the blood, to clean up the backyard. Why do you say it's going to be maybe the day michshol? So the Gemara. And the Gemara, no, he can't always say lanaka chatzero. What are you going to say if shachet bashba ma'ikanameim? What if he shechted beima in an area that's filthy and full of dirt? So what are you going to say? He wants to do kisa adam to clean up the area. The whole place is sloppy and filthy and full of blood. What are you going to say if he comes and he has the shaila? So the bezin is going to paskin, yes. Bezgan is gonna in the Reisha. Bezgan is gonna paskin. You have to do Kisei Adam. You can't attribute that to the Naka Chatzeru Tzorach. Bezgan is telling him to do the Kisei Adam. Ela the Gemara says the Reisha and the Sefer is really the same. Rabbanan akula milse pligi menatu lele remeh demasik le the milse behod the pligi ilami. So the Gemara says no, they really disagree in the Reisha and in the Sefer. They disagree in the Reish Adam the same. It's a machlekes. Rameh holds that it's a vaday nevela when the cherish ought to be cut and shecht, and no one is matching. It's a vaday nevela, and the chacham holds that it's a suffering nevela. So everything follows fine. In the slaughterhouse, I'm sure they use a hose. I went to the slaughterhouse when they were shechting turkeys.
Right.
So there they threw a sack full of sawdust on the floor. Then the guy was shechting for an hour, and then he threw another sack of sawdust at the end. He waited till he finished his hour of shechting the turkeys. He shechted hundreds of thousands of turkeys in 1 hour. Hundreds of thousands, I don't know. Yeah, whatever. The Gemara is going to say what's good. The Gemara says that the sawdust is good. Yeah. Anything either that's called offer in Tanakh, that's the klal that Tosfos shows in the Gemara. Whatever is biblically referred to as offer, even ashes is biblically referred to as offer, or whatever zarim bayim matzmiach, anything that if you would plant something in it, it would grow, then that's also considered the offer. So either one or the other is good for kisei adam. This is going to be on the next stuff. What qualifies as offer? So now the Gemara wants to know what exactly is the machlokes between Rameh and Chacham. Rameh said that it's a vaday nevela. Chacham said it's a so. Why should it be a vaday nevela? If the cherish to be cotton was trained to do shechita, and he does, and we saw many times and he did shechita properly, so just once we weren't watching, so we say it's a vaday nevela. You should say it's a suffix nevela, suffix shechita. Why should it be a vaday nevela? So that's what the Gemara asks. B'shleim Rabbanu L'chumer. The Rabbanu says it's a sofik, the Raisa L'chumer. So you go L'chumer by the Kisei Adam, you do Kisei Misofik B'li Brocha. You go L'chumer by the Yosef Ezmano, you don't shecht it. But if you did shecht it, you don't get Malkus, because it's a sofik Aver. El Rab Meir, Freg de Gemara, my time, why in the world does Rab Meir think that it's a Vada and a Vela? And for the Gemara, they just restate the question. I'm Rabbi Yankev, I'm Rabbi Yechon, he was a student of Rabbi Yechon, says in the name of his Rebbe, Mechayv Hoy Rameh, Shchitosam Mishum Nevela. Rameh holds that it's a Vada in Nevela, and if you eat it, you get Malkus. Why? My time, why is it a Vada in Nevela? So the answer is because you have a Raif. I'm Rabbi Ami, Amaz Beho, Bero, Maseh, and Miku, Kolim. The Raif of when a Cherushat to be called Meshecht, it's going to be Mekukum. So the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion. Why did he have to assume? We have a klal behema b'chaya b'cheskes isra medes. Whenever you have a suffix in hilcha shchita, so you always go l'chumer because a live animal is b'cheskes isra. Exactly what is the cheskes isra? So that's a famous machlekes Rashi and Tosfos and quite a few masichtas. Rashi always says b'cheskes eiv menachai. Live animals are eiv menachai. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi based on the Gemara in the next parak in the end of Gira Nasha. Eben Achai is only if you detach a limb from an animal while it's alive, that's called Eben Achai. But if you have an animal walking, you don't say it's a walking Eben Achai. It doesn't become an Eben Achai until you detach an organ. So if you have an animal that's walking and you didn't detach anything, there is no Eben Achai. There is no Eben Achai. And if it dies, it'll be Nevela. It won't be Eben Achai. So that's Tosfos tying against Rashi. How can Rashi say Amar Avuna Beim Bechayah Mecheskes Yisrael Medes is Cheskes Eid Menachai? One kasha the ask is Beim Bechayah Lovely Varvim Medes. Not called an Eid Menachai till an organ is detached. Secondly, if you did a shechita and there's a suffix if you did a proper shechita, so now for sure it's not an Eid Menachai. Now it's dead. The only question is it nevela or not? So Ein Machzikim Yisrael Yisrael had a Cheskes Eiv Menachai while it was alive. And now I did a shechita. I'm not sure whether the shechita is good. So if the shechita was good, it's not an Eiv Menachai, and it's Mut Machil. If shechita was no good, then it's also not an Eiv Menachai, it's an Issa Nevela. So how is that called a Cheska Sisa? Eiv Machzikim Issa Le Issa. Had a Cheska Sisa A, Now, for sure, it doesn't have an Issa Eid Menachah. It just has a suffix, but it has an Issa Nevela. So these are the kashas that Taisa doesn't accept Rashi. So Taisa came up with a new chiddush that since the Torah says, V'zavachda kashet v'yisicha, Chumash says, when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you'll be interested in eating flesh, kisav anavshach halechal basar, that's why we call flesh that we eat, we call besar taiva. There's besar karbonis, and then there's besar taiva. What's a besar taiva? People have such a big taiva to eat meat, it's called a taiva. That's the Chumash, uses that expression, kisav anavshach halechal basar, b'chol avas navshach tizbach v'achal tabasar. So it says, if you're interested in eating flesh, you should shecht. So Tosfos says the mashmos of the pasuk is that if you didn't shecht the behemoth properly, there's an isa essay of eina zvucha. So a live animal that's walking around is becheskas iser eina zvucha. That's what Tosfos says. Other rishonim say ve'zokt. Who says there's a mashmos? The Torah tells you there's an institution of shechita. That if you do shechita and the animal will be dead, it won't be nevela. If you won't do shechita, the animal will be dead, it'll be an isa nevela. Who says that in addition to the isa nevela, there's an isa essay of eina zvucha? Let's say it says the chumash, you have to put a mezuzah on the door. So if you don't put a mezuzah, it's an isa essay. You didn't fulfill a mitzvah putting a mezuzah. It says you have to wear tefillin. You have to say kriyashma every day. So if you don't say kriyashma, you violated an isa essay. You didn't violate an isa essay. You didn't do the mitzvah of wearing tefillin. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema. You can't take every essay in the books and say it's an Isser essay also. It's a Kiyom essay. To wear tefillin is a mitzvah essay, a Kiyom essay. Sometimes you have a pasuk that's clearly an Isser essay. For the example, the Rambam says, Kol Tzipa Torah Techelu is counted as a mitzvah essay. What is a mitzvah to have kosher chicken once a day, every day? A guy wants to be a vegetarian, he's over a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's probably, so the Ravid asks on the Ram, what kind of an essay is there? So the Ravid says he probably means a lava bomb echlal essay. If you eat an eagle, kol tzipa tahara tachelu, emphasizing the word tahara, kol tzipa tahara tachelu. If you eat a non kosher bird that doesn't have simonei kashrus, then you're in violation of an iser essay, in addition to the violation of the lois essay. That's called sheretz oif, a bird that flies and it doesn't have simonei tahara. It's not a kosher bird. An eagle, there's a lois essay, but there's also an iser essay.
Isn't tefillin an exception to the rule because of karis? Isn't tefillin that by not putting it on?
Mila has karis, yeah.
So.
Mila, you could say that from the Rambam is mashma that by Mila, not only is there a mitzvah essay, you say a broch ala Mila, you say a broch ala Mila, but it's also an iser essay. If you don't take care of the bris Mila, you have violated an aver. But tefillin is just a mitzvah sase. For example, it says, when you lend money to a non-Jew, l'anochri sashich. How do you translate? You're permitted to take interest or you're obligated to take interest. So the Rambam writes, the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. Whenever you're not mechuyev to lend money to a non-Jew in order to charge interest. But if and when one lends money to a non-Jew, the Rambam says, you're obligated to charge interest. A mitzvah to charge. And the Ravid says, vasepis means it's permissible to take interest. L'anoch sashich is permissible to take interest. So that you can say that's an Isser essay. If you judge interest when you lend money to a Jew, not only are you violating a lois ashech le'achicho, taking interest when you make a loan is considered like biting into the person, like neshicha. So lois ashech means don't bite into the loiva by taking interest on the loan. So it says in Chumash la'nochri sashech. So the Rambam quotes the Sifra that says that zu mitzvah saseh. What's the nature of the mitzvah saseh? So the Rambam says it's a kiyum saseh. Whenever you lend money to a non-Jew, there's a mitzvah saseh to charge interest. And the Ravid and other Rishonim say, no, it's an iser saseh. If you charge interest when you lend money to a Jew, in addition to the lois saseh, of la sashach le'achicha, there'll also be an iser saseh. But you can't take every pasuk and make it into an iser saseh. So that's a big machlokes. The Gemara says, Behema b'chayeha, b'cheskas iser men, om ravuna, that's in the first paragraph. Whenever you have a suffix in shchita, so yishtel after chazoke, we assume that behema is also bevadai. So that's the kasha on Rab Meir. Why did Rab Meir have to come up with this roi basei mekul kolim? Rab Meir, my time, why does Rab Meir assume that shchita, shcheru shayt v'kotten, v'ein acherem oyim maysam, adults are not watching, to know that the Cheru Shot V'Kotin did a proper Shechita, so Rav Meir holds that it's a Vaday Nevela. Why is Vaday Nevela? So the Gemara says, because he thinks, Rav Masayim Hukul Kolim. most of the time. There's a raif, so therefore it's an availabadai. The Gemara asks, why did he have to make it an availabadai to come up with a raif? He should have said it's a nevadai nevela because of the cheskasisa, behemah b'chaya. Why did he have to make a raif?
Why is this machlokes brought down in the first paragraph? Kol shoktim. That's what the din comes. Why should that machlokes be right there?
In the first paragraph, it does make a difference whether it's a vaday nevela or suffik nevela. Nafkamin is over here for the mitzvah of kisi adam. Mm-hmm. Good question. Okay, they should have said a nafkamin whether you get malchus if you eat it. Cherish had to be cut to shoktu vein acherem roi moisam. So it says you're not allowed to eat it. So is that Anisa Safik or Anisa Vadai? And Achanami said they should have quoted the first paragraph. I don't know. The Mishnah is waited till here because it's an afkamina. Bizman Zen, no one's giving any malchus anyway. So it's an afkamina for the Kisi Adam. If it's a Safik Nevela, so you do Kisi Adam is Safik. And if it's a Safik Nevela, so then it's Anisa Esvez Benami Safik. If it's a Vadai Nevela, so there's no Esvez Beno and there's no Kisi Adam at all. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Amalei Rav Papa le Rav Huna Beidu Rav Yishua effect kasha. Another version. Amalei la Rav Huna Beidu Rav Yishua is Rav Papa. Either A as B or B as A. One chacham asked the other. Two contemporaries. Why did he have to say? Why did Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan was the first generation of Amoraim. These are a little later. So he asked, why did Rabbi Yechanan have to say interpret? My yiri arayiv. Why did Rabbi Yechanan have to say the Rav Masayim el Kokola Mafilu Miut Nami? Even if it's not Rav Masayim Mikol Kolam, even if the Rav is Rav Masayim Amasukonim, even if the Rav is that they do Shecht well, Rav Meir is the one who holds Chashin al Miyuto. Toh Rav Meir Chayish al Miyuto, so why not say Smoch Miyuto Lachazok Visele Ruba? You should say there's a machlekes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. What do you do when you have Ruba and Chazaka pulling in opposite directions? So the Chachamim hold we paskin against Rav Meir. We paskin Ruba and Chazaka, Ruba Adif. When the Rav tells you in one direction and the Chazaka tells you in the other direction, Chazaka means status quo. Whatever the situation was yesterday, we assume that it didn't change. So Chazaka is only did in Hanhoge. It's not mevar what the facts of the case are. You don't know at all what the facts are. You have to continue acting the way you would have acted yesterday, whatever the chazaka was yesterday. But if you have a roiv, we assume that roiv is mevar the facts of the case. So if roiv pulls in one direction, chazaka pulls in the other direction. So what do you mean chazaka only applies? Chazaka as a din on hug, it only applies when you don't know what the facts are. But roiv tells you what the facts are. So that's why we paskin like the chachamim, the ruba of a chazaka pulling in opposite directions. Is Ruba Adif because the Rav tells you what the facts are, so there's no room for the Chazok at all. And Rameh holds no, Rameh holds that the Miut is command the Isig Dami. That's the Loshan Agamar later in Kiddushin. Rameh holds on the level of the Raisa, Miut command the Isig Dami. The Miut is staring you in the face and it's as if it's screaming out loud, how can you ignore me? What do you tell me that a Rav is Mavar the facts of the case? How strong a Rav do you have? If you have a Rav of 98% certainty, so that's Takabira, but it just have a Rav 80%, 85%. So Ramey holds, if you only have a Miuta de Miuta against the Rav, like a 98% Miuta de Miuta against the Rav, then Ramey holds Maskim at the Chachamim. The Rav is a Mevar. But if you have a big Miut, you have a Miut, 80% to the 20% Miut. So the Miut commander Yisidam stares you in the face and says, how can you say that it's Nizbar that the facts are like this? Ramey holds that Rav, where you don't have only a miyuta and a miyuta against it, is not mevara. It's also just a din on hogas. If you have ruba on one side, Rav says in one direction, chazaka says in the other direction, so it's a din on hogas against a din on hogas. So it's shkulim. So it's even. So you don't know what to do. Misofik. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Why did you have to tell me, Aliba de Rav Meir, that Rav Masei Mikol Kolim, that it's a vada nevela? Should it say even if it's a suffix, even if it'll be the reverse, afilu miut nami, even if it would just be rov masei misukonim, and it would just be a miut that's mikul kolim, so Rav Meir holds that smoch miut alachazal kviseli ruba, that it's going to be shkulim, but it's not going to be a vada nevela. That's what the Gemara is going to answer. It's not going to be a vada nevela. Rav Meir says in the Mishnah that it's a vaday nevela, and he permits you to shecht osvez beno on the same day. He says it's about a nevela, not a sofik nevela. If the Gemara is going to explain, that's going to be the answer. And they're going to finally get to the answer. But they're going to quote a case that sounds different. Rav Meir says that Ruba v'chazaka, the roiv doesn't help. The chazaka beats out the roiv. That's impossible. The chazaka beats out the roiv. What the maximum you can say is a ruba v'chazaka, the chacham ha ruba v'chazaka ruba adif, because roiv is a mevarer. Unless it's only a roiv of 51%, or 55%, or 45%. So that's a roiv garua. So Taisus, the long Taisus. So Taisus says, whenever you have a roiv garua, the Chachanim also agree that the roiv is only a din hanhage, and ruba v'chazaka will be shkulim. The only time the Chacham disagree with Rav Meir, you have a real roiv bari, a gezunta roiv, you have 80% roiv, and 20% miyut. So the Chachanim hold, 80% roiv is called a birur. And the chazaka is not a birur. Chazaka is just a din hanhage, how to be noeg, if you don't know what the facts of the case are. But 80% means that you do know the facts of the case.
Don't differ if you're easy to come on or less to come on, or a rope?
No, everything is talking about lesser commons, yeah.
What about miyut hanikar? When does that come into play? And how much?
Miyut hanikar. Miyut hamotsui.
Hamotsui.
Right. Miyut hamotsui, the Ramban, in the beginning of Chulin, the Gemara says, I had a chicken or a behemoth, and I was going to shecht it. And then I come home and I see that somebody shechted it. I have no idea who shechted it. So maybe a person shechted it. I see they cut it by the neck. They didn't stab it, they didn't shoot it. They used a knife. So it looks like it's good, but maybe there was shear, maybe there was drossa, you can't tell. So the Gemara says, we assume, Rav Mitzvah Metzah Shechita Mum Hamayim. We go basaroy, the right people who is shech the behemah and know what they're doing. So the shaila is, what if the guy just finished, I come home, a guy just finished the shechit and he's about to walk away. So do I have to ask him, who are you? And where did you learn hilcha shechita? And I should test him to see if he knows hilcha shechita. I say, no, it's a raif. You don't even have to check. So the rif, huh? Efshel levar. So you have a raif. So what's a din when you have a raif and it's efshel levar bekal? You don't have to make a long-distance phone call that's going to cost you $100. You just ask him a couple of questions to see if he knows Hilcha Shechita. So the Rif and the Ramban and a whole group of Rishonim, there's a big machlokes. So the Rif and the Ramban holds that you do have to be Mevar. So the Ramban explains what the Rif is based on. He says, whenever you have a Miut HaMotzui, then L'chatchila Hechadeb Shel Lemibdak Batkin of Lois HaMchin and Aruba the Lois HaKamon. So the Ramban explains with this, there's a Medrash, there's a Gemara Beitza, he quotes it from Midrashim, he quotes the Gemara Beitza also. When you shech the behemah, so we check the lungs to see that there are no sirchas on the lungs. There's 70 different kinds of trephas. Why don't you spend a few hours or a few days checking all the 70 trephas? What's that? Because that's only on the sirchas on the lungs. The Ramban says, explaining the Midrashim and the Gemaras, because sirchas on the lungs is a miyut hamotza, and all the other trephas, so what is the percentage? What's the likelihood of sirchas on the lungs? So the Mishkan is Yankev, who was a Litvak, who learned in Valozhin, Talmud Rav Chaim Valozhin, so he writes 10% or above. It's called the Miyut HaMotzei. So he was a Litvish, so Rav Soloveitchik, and Darkei Tshuva quotes the Mishkan is Yankev's Tshuva. Yeah, he claims he has a Rai from a Gemara. And they say the Rai is Mishkan Rai. So he claims that it's 10%. So Rav Soloveitchik said in America, when he used to give the hashgacha on the slaughterhouse in Boston, and they used to use all the coolers on the books and more, he was makel a lot on the hilchas treifas. So he says they always had 14% of sirchas on the lungs. So he said that's what the Mishkanos Yankiv said, 10% and above is called miyut hamotzei. In Eretz Yisrael, though, for many years, the last 100 years or so, they keep records when they shecht how many of the animals became also because of sirchas that they couldn't be mekel on, so there it's only 7%. So Rabbi Yashiv said, the Medrash is probably written, probably composed in Eretz Yisrael, and if today, if it's only 7% of the animals at the shecht have sirchas, why should we assume that it changed, that Bismara Gemara was a higher percentage? If anything, the air is more polluted today than it was before. So he said, he thinks they have to be machma, anything 7% and above should be called the miyut hamotzei. That's the shah, let's say you eat vegetables. So how often is it going to happen that you're going to be eating a bug? Probably not likely you're going to eat a bug, but once in a while there will be a bug there in the vegetable. So are you mechuyev to be bited, to look for the bugs? You have a right to go bus arrive, there are no bugs. So that's the klal. If it's a mir tamotze, then you're mechuyev to be boy. Mir chen emotze, you're not mechuyev to. So what percentage likelihood of eating a bug are you concerned about? I'm going to eat a small amount of vegetables, and it's less than 10% chance. It's 7% chance. I'll, it's a, let's, 7% chance is less than 10%, yeah. So let's say it's a 7% chance that by eating a bug, but it's nachamol. It's a 7% chance that I'll be eating a bug, but it's less than 10% chance that I'll eat a bug. So I'm mechuyev to be boydik and not. So Rabbi Yashiv is machmer. He says, if let's say you buy a suit, you don't know if it has shatnas. So the shatnas people say they always check this brand, this company made in Italy, whatever, and it's 8% of their suits have shatnas. So I'm mechuyev to be boydik for shatnas. If it's 8%, so Rabbi Yashim says, yes, 7% and above is called the Miyotamotzi. And Rabbi Soloveitchik would say, no, you're not Mechuyev. Only 10% and above is called Miyotamotzi. That's Machlekes. What's called Miyotamotzi? 7% or
10%? He said the stomachs also the Rav said that they checked the stomachs were also a problem of more than 10%.
Yeah, he said, that's what he said. He said, it's not a halacha mashim. He said, you only have to check for sirchas on the lungs. He said that in America, he came to the realization that in the springtime, when the behemoths graze outside, so the young calves don't have enough sechel, so they're in corrals. I don't know if it's still the same. He said, this way it was when he gave the hashgacha. They would be in corrals, but they had wooden fences. And the young calves wouldn't have seichel; they would chew on the nails on the walls around the corral. They would swallow the nails, so the nails would go into their stomach and make holes in the kishkas. So, hole in the kishkas is also in the veilum. So now in Eretz Yisrael, they showed me when I had a tour of Kibbutz Chafetz Chaim years ago. They showed me that they put a magnet in the stomach of an animal that they're raising. So that when the behemoth swallows nails, it's held on the magnet, and it doesn't go weiter into the intestines. So it doesn't make a hole. So to show you a magnet like this, around 3 inches by 3 inches, a square magnet, they show you a brand new one that's shiny, and then they show you one that's all black, and it's full of 25 nails held on the thing. And because of that magnet, the nails didn't continue to go weiter to make holes in the kishkas. So Rav Soloveitchik said that in the springtime, when you shech calves, you mechuy medina to check for holes in the intestines or in the stomach, because that's a miyotamotze. So it's not a lochel moishim misina. They only have to check for sichas. Whatever is a miyotamotze, whatever is 10% and above, you have to be baidik for.
So how does Rav Eliashiv decide, you know, what how to define miyotamotze? Meaning, you know, maybe by shatness it's 9%. By sirchos, it's 7%. By bugs, it's 6%. So which one do you look at to tell you what the definition is?
The only source we have is there's a Gemara in Beitza in the Medrash that the Ramban quotes. Ramban has a fascinating Medrash that the Ribbono Shel Olam told Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was created on Friday, and he ate from the Eitz Hadas on Friday. He violated the din of Eitz Hadas an hour after he was instructed not to eat from Eitz Hadas. Didn't have patience. The Ramban quotes a fascinating Medrash. If he would have waited till Leil Shabbos, it would have been permissible for him to eat from the Eitz Hadas. We're not so familiar with such a Medrash that he quotes such a Medrash. If he would have waited till Leil Shabbos, it would have been mutter to eat from the Eitz Hadas. He didn't have patience. So the Medrash has an expression, Mi galo ofa meinecho Adam Rishon, who will dig out Adam Rishon? He's buried under the ground. We should dig off the earth, the sand from his eyes, and let him come up from his grave. And see the Jewish people. We shech the behemoth. We don't eat right away from the flesh. We check to see that there are no sirchas. So we have patience. We check to make sure there are no sirchas. So Adam Rishon should have waited also. If he would have had a little patience, he would have not had sin. He would have waited till Friday night. Would have been mutter to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So the original medrash that you have to check, because it's a miyotamotzei, is talking about sirchas on the lungs. And today in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Eliashiv said we should assume it's probably the same percentage that it was years ago.
What about if
today it's 7%, so that should be the shiur by anything, by shatnas and by bugs and by anything. Whenever there's 10%, whenever there's 7% or above, that's called mil tamotzi, so you have to be boidik.
What about lettuce today that we check and once in a blue moon with that?
So the Iker Rav Dinyan up to check. It's only once in a blue moon, then it's less than 7%.
I check them 100%.
You probably get
100%.
Okay.
So
you probably get clean lettuce. You're lucky. Sometimes lettuce is very infested with bugs.
When you buy good lettuce that's packaged, ND Boy or whatever the good brand.
I used to enjoy eating spinach.
Spinach is
a problem. So I remember once in the OU they had a big bag of spinach that said triple washed. Grown in California, triple washed. So they gave it to a lab to check to find out if there are any particles of bugs. They said it's full of bugs. Full of bugs. They found 100 particles of bugs in one bag of lettuce, in one bag of spinach. So sometimes the government, if something is really infested with bugs, the government will close down the company if it's really infested. But otherwise, the government will not, and the government, the Department of Agriculture, sends out pamphlets on the nutritional value of the different vegetables. So on some vegetables, they write the protein value that it has. What protein do you have in vegetable does not have protein? There's eingerechnet the bugs. Eingerechnet the bugs. They say it has protein value. If it has too many bugs, then it's infested, so then they'll close down the factory. But if it doesn't have too many bugs, it has a good percentage, then it's considered a myla by the government. They're not.
I know from checking that I.
Okay, good. Good. That's what Bodic does. Bodic company doesn't do any special form of cleansing. They just check which factory, which facilities over the country do a good job. In some farms, it's a meal chain of matzah certain seasons of the year. So they just know which cleansing systems are good, that after they clean it, it's going to be a meal chain of matzah, or which farms do such a good job of killing the bugs that it's a meal chain of matzah.
But they have brands that
some brands are very good. Okay, some brands are better than others.
Why still do you check 100%? So both still checking 100%.
Okay.
So you don't rely on them.
Okay, but mikradin, if it's a meal chain of matzah, you're not mechuyif to check.
So lemaisa bodek doesn't need to be checked.
I don't think so.
No, of course not.
Bodek has ascertained which farms there's a meal chain of matzah, which seasons of the year, or which cleansing facilities do such a good job that by now it's maybe when it started, when they got the spinach, it was a meal chain of matzah, but after they clean it out, they make it into a meal chain of matzah. You may find a bug there once in a while, but that's an ishkentainer. That's a meal chain of matzah. You're not mechuyif to eat
it then.
No, you can't eat it then. No, you know? Even though it has an OU on it, you can't eat it.
Why isn't the issue in the Gemara
revolve
around the individual cotton, whether or not the cotton has shifted?
I don't know. I would have said like that also. I don't know. Why do they put everybody in the same boat? I don't know. The Vilna Gaon, at the age of 12 and a half, it's the same as a stupid kid at the age of 9. It should depend who it is and how bright the kid is. I don't know.
Low plug.
Hmm?
Low plug.
Why should it be a low plug? You're talking about a roif. I don't know. So Nachamot, so the Gemara is going to quote, this is a famous Mishnah. The Gemara quotes the snout. Let's see the case. We'll have to go over again what the Tuchla was. Let's see what's the case. Tinik shenimtza b'tzad ho'isa, a young child. Tinik means a young child way before bar mitzvah, a little baby. And there's a Isa is someone needed dough. Ubatzik biyoda, the little kid has some raw dough in his hand. So how did he get the raw dough? So let's see, Rameh mitaher, Rechachamim mitamim. Rameh says that the Isa is still Tohar. When I left the Isa there originally, the Isa was Tohar. So Rameh says, even though the little kid is holding dough in his hand, he says the Isa is still Tohar. Why did Chacham say the Isa is Tohar? Nesha Dakar Shaltinoik Litapeach. What does it mean, Dakar Shaltinoik Litapeach? So here is a Machlokes, Rashi and Tosis. So Rashi says, little babies will always play. Today I was walking to the yeshiva, I was walking up the hill 184th Street, so I always never walked on one side of the street. There used to be a big church there, so now they took away the church.
Oh,
So every day I say the Baruch, Baruch Shal Karav Yedizor, Men HaMakim HaZeh, no more church. I can see the sun shining. I can see buildings. It used to make such a shade on the whole street. So now I walk on that side of the street. So one of the buildings right next to the church has all the garbage in the street. So there's Mamsha, dead mouse, laying there. When I came back from the yeshiva tonight at 6:45, also the dead mouse is still there. They still didn't, when I went in the morning, the dead mouse was there. I came back at night. All the garbage is still in the bag of the dead mouse. So apparently, in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have garbage collection as well as we do. But so they had dead mice all over the place. So the dead mouse is a sheretz, that's an achbar, is metame b'moisai. So daka shatinik letapeach, we assume that the baby is probably tame, because roif tinokas metapchin yodav ba'ashba sheshrotzim mitzuyim sham. And then it's vadai that the baby touched, it's a roiv that the baby is tame. When they left the baby there, he was tahor. When they left the Isa here, that Isa was tahor. We know for sure that the baby patched in the Isa, because they're holding part of the Isa in his hand. So we assume for sure he touched the Isa. The only sotik is the baby still tahor, or did it change? So the Isa has a cheskas tara, but there's a roiv on the baby that is probably tome, because rov tinokas mitapchem b'isa. So how do you deal with a case where you have ruba v'chazaka pulling in opposite direction? The roiv says the baby is tome, and the baby vadei touched the Isa, so the Isa is also tome, and the chazaka says that the Isa was tahor when I left it there this morning, so the Isa is still tahor. Yeah. So that's a machlokes from Meir Nachachan. So Meir mitahir, Meir says that the ruba, the chazaka pulling in opposite directions, is a sofik. So if it's a sofik, why is he tahor misofik? It should be tamei misofik. So the answer is there's a new din. There's a din sofik deraisa. There are three different areas of halacha. There's isura, mamayna, and tuma v'tara. Three different areas. That's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon. The pasuk says, "Kiv palmen chadav la mishpeh beidam ledam bedin ledin beinega lanega." So in that pasuk, can't kill hatur kol gimel chelke hatur. There are three areas on halacha. One is beidam ledam. That's isa v'heter, whether the isha is a nida or not a nida. Beidin ledin is dinim amiris, and nega lanega is tuma v'tar. Three different categories, and we have a cloud. Isur mitam eloy afinon. Isa v'het and tumah v'tara, different halachas, and isur mimamayna lo yafinon. You learn out midinecha lachaber, all the dinim fit into one big pattern, if it's all the dinim within dinim amitz, and all the dinim and tumah v'tara fit into one pattern, and all the bisa v'het fits into one pattern. So you can learn out a mamutzinu, binyanav, a kalvachayim, all midinecha lachaber. But you can't learn midinecha lachaber from one area to the halach. Isa v'het is one area, tumah v'tara is another area, and dinim amitz is a third area. So how do you deal with the suffix? So each case is dealt with differently. If you're dealing with Isa the Heter, so that's what we learned in Mishnah. Suffix deraisa l'chumra. Sex feka l'kula. That we know. Suffix deraisa l'chumra. Sex feka l'kula. If you're dealing with Didi Mamas, you don't say suffix deraisa l'chumra. Say whoever is Mukhsa, Kamboitz Machaber, all of Arai, he keeps the mom. If you're dealing with Tuma Vitara, it's in Gansin a different rule. Suffix Tuma Bishus Hayoch, it's feka Tomei. And Safik Tuma Bishu Sarab and Sveka Tahor. And if it's a Safik, the Dova Hamakabal Tuma, see Safik Tuma Bishu Sayach and Sveka Tome is learned down from Saito. That the Saito did Kino Yastira, and the husband is Choshed that she's having an affair with someone else, but he doesn't know Bevadai. So if there was Kino Yastira, then there's a Safik. So the Torah says, Venitmo, we have to go to Chumah. The only time the Torah says you go to Chumah is by you're dealing with human beings. You don't know whether the woman was Mazana or not. So that's called Yesh Bo Das Lishoel. It's a human being, and they know what the facts are. You can ask them. We don't believe them. She's going to say she's going to swear on a stack of Bibles that she was a Mazana, so we don't believe her. But she's a Yesh Bo Das Lishoel. But let's say the Dov HaMakabal Tumah that you're talking about is Eichel Mamashkin, or the Dov HaMakabal Tumah is a Tinek, is a little baby. Ein Bo Das Lishoel. So if the Dov HaMakabal Tumah is a Ein Bo Das Lishoel, then it's Dinek Yishus HaRabim, and then it's Sveka Tor. Each area of Halacha has a different way to deal with Sofi. If you're talking about Isa the Heter, Sofi Derasi Luchum, and Svek Sveka Lukula. If you're dealing with Dinek Maminah, Sofi Mamayna Lukula. Amoetze Macharel HaVarai, the Mukhsa keeps it. Even if you have a sveik sveik al-chumr, the mukhsa keeps it. And if you're dealing with Tumah Vatar also, you don't distinguish between one suffix, two Sveikas. Even if it's only one suffix, suffix Tumah B'Shusay Rabim is Lahokil. And even if you have two Sveikas, suffix Tumah B'Shusay Yochid is Sveikah Lahachmah, called Sveikah Shat Yochah Lahargus. It's going to be Sveikah Lahachmah. So you have a Tinoik is called Embodas Lushol. So when you have a suffix, a Reb Meir is of the opinion, here you have the right pulls in one direction, and the chazaka pulls in the other direction. Rob Tinoch has been tapchim b'shrotzim. Rob Tinoch has been tapchim b'ashpa u'bishrotzim. So the Rav indicates that the baby is tummy. The baby vadai touched the Isa. So the Rav says that the Isa is tummy. But the Isa had a cheskastara. So maybe because of the cheskastara, we should assume that the Rav didn't happen. That the baby did not touch any dead shrotzim. So it's ruba v'chazaka pulling in opposite directions. So Rameya holds it's a suffix. Ruba v'chazok is shkulim, it's a suffix. And then the next step that the Gemara is going to answer is, and therefore it's lahakil, because suffix tuma by Adova Shem Badas Lishol is lahakil, even if it's Bishu Sayachid. Because the Tinik is Zayn Badas Lishol, the Isa is Zayn Badas Lishol, the Tinik is Zayn Badas Lishol. So even if it's Bishu Sarab, Bishu Sarab means if there are three people standing in that location, then it's called Bishu Sarab. Why does it depend on three people? Because the din, where do you learn out this whole halacha of Safik Tum B'Shusay HaSveika Tami? You learn out from Safik Saita. So Safik Saita, the two people, the husband is Chosh and his wife, she's having an affair with Mr. So-and-so, with the next door neighbor, with the mailman, whatever. So if she does steer it with that person, and there's nobody else in the room, so that's called the Safik Tum B'Shusay. If there's another person in the room, that's by definition, it's not called steer. If you have three people there, it's not called steer. So the whole mocker of Sofik, and why do you say, what does it have to do with Tuma? Saita Labaila is not an issue of Tuma Vitar, that's an issue of Isa Veheter. But the Chumash uses the word Vinitmo Vinitmo, and says three times Vinitmo Vinitmo. So the strange usage of that verb Vinitmo is to clue us in on this idea that just like by Sofik Saita Lechumra, because there's Hakina Lavinistra, says Zaraglaim Ladova, that she was Mizana, so too by Sofik Tuma Bishusayachar also Sveika Tomi. And since you're learning out from Saitas, it's only if there are two people. If there would have been three people there, B'nei Das, three people, B'nei Das, have three little children, it doesn't count. Three infants, doesn't count. But if you have three adults there, near each other, you have two adults in one corner, one adult in the other corner, that's called Bishus HaYochid. But if you have three adults near each other, in close proximity to each other, that's called the Safik Tumah Bishus HaRab. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Rav Meir holds that Ruba V'Chazaka pulling in opposite directions, Ashkulim. And since it's a Sofik Tumah, Bayem Vodas Lishoyal, because it's a Tinak, so therefore you're Matar. V'chachamim Matamim Boam, Neshadaka Shatinak Litapech. What do you mean, Dakar Shatinak? Means it's a Ruba de Lesekama, Rav Tinokas, Litapchim Ba'ashpa. So the Reib says that he's Tomei. Aiba the Chazoka says that the Isa is Toha. No, Ruba V'chazoka, Ruba Adif. So the Chachamim say Ruba V'chazoka, Ruba Adif. So it's not a Sofik Tumah, it's a Badai Tumah. Ramei holds Ruba V'chazoka Shkulim. So it's a Sofik Tumah, Bishus HaRabim, or Ein Bo Das Lisho, so it's Sveik HaLahok. My time there are Meir, because Sofik Rav Tinoch is Metapchim, and Meir Tein Metapchim, this is Zubi Cheskes Tarei Meir, it's Mok Miyut Ala Chazok, the Gemara says, this is Lei Rubit, Shkulim, Rubit Chazok HaShkulim. So Ramei holds Rubit Chazok HaShkulim, and the Chachamim say, and because of Shkulim, so that's why you go to Hakel. And the Chachamim say, Rubit Chazok HaRubit, so that's what the Gemara said. Yeah, that was the end of the kasha. That then goes the question mark. This is the ruba question mark. Just like Rameh says, ruba v'chazoke ashkulim, and therefore you go lahakil. So why don't you say in our case? Why did you have to say? Why did you have to say that according to Rameh, rov masay mikul kolim mecherusha to be caught in roit pamim that they shecht? It's going to be an avela. Why do you have to have roiv an avela? Even if it be roiv as ksheiras. Even if you know they have a good track record, this Cherish Yatub Kante, many times they did Shechita, and Rav Masei Mam Sukanim. But the Behemah B'chaya B'cheskes Yisrael matters. And you have a Rav that Masei Misukanim, so Ruba V'chazaka should be Shkulim, according to Ramah. Not Ruba V'chazaka Rubad. Ruba V'chazaka should be Shkulim. And whenever it's Shkulim, so Rameh says for some unknown reason, he says you go to Hakel. So why don't you say over here? You should say you go to Hakel. You're permitted to shech the Osvez Benal. Because Ruba Chazak Ashkulam and you go Lakula. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? The answer is no. Imam Safik Tuma the Tahir. Imam Safik Isa Lahatir? No. Rameir only says it's Lahakil. By Tuma Vatar Bishus Harabim is Feka Tahir. A Tuma Vatar Safik Tuma Vatar Bishus Ayacha Baimodas Lishol. If the Dover Hamakabal Tuma is a Tinaik. A Tinaik is Aimodas Lishol, a little infant. That's called Aimodas Lishol.
Why does that make it all of a sudden a Rishus Harabim? Just because you can't
even
ask the child.
No, it doesn't make it. It has the same has the same din. Like, because the whole din of Sofik Tumah B'Shus Hayochid Sveika Tameh is only learned that from Soito. So that's the definition of B'Shus Hayochid. It means you only have two people and not three. And if you have three people who are adults, and you can consult them, and they know what they're talking about.
So the three people, I understand that makes B'Shus
Hayochid. B'Shus Harabim.
But by Soito, the fact that you could ask her a question or not ask her a question is really, I mean, she's a person. So that's a given in any situation. You have a person, you could always ask the person. It shouldn't have any effect on determining whether or not something is tahor or tameh.
Yeah, Rishus Hayochid B'Shus Harabim shouldn't have any effect either. Whether it's tameh or tahor. Why should it make a difference? Why should it make a difference? The Gemara understands that Pashat said this is a chok. That Safik Tumah B'Shus Hayochid is learned out from Soita, so it's only with these restrictions. It's only Safik Tumah B'Shus Hayochid Tomei Vadai if the people are Yesh Budas Elshad, they're adults and they know what they're talking about. We don't believe them here, because there was Kina Lovin Istra, says Raglaim Ladova, that she was in. So, or if it's B'Shus, or if there would be three people in the room, then it's not Stira by definition. So if it would be B'Shus Haram, then you would go Lekula. If it would have been B'Shus Hayochid, but it's Ein Bodas L'Shol, you would have also gone Lekula. It's a chok. It's a chok. There's one opinion in the Tosefta, the Raibit quotes that the Rambam, I think, quotes that. The Rambam or the Raibit quotes that. The Raibit quotes that the reason why Sofik Tumah B'Shus Harabim Sveika Tohar, because if you're dealing with three people, there's always going to be called Ein Bodas L'Shol. If you have three people, everyone's going to give a different opinion. Everybody saw it differently. So there's basically only one rule. You're asking, how do you learn out two different rules when the same person? So the Rambam and the Raivit, each one has adopted a different position from the Tosefta. What are these dinim based on? So the Raivit quotes, they're both opinions appear in the Tosefta. The Raivit quotes the opinion that B'Shus Harabim, since there are three people, so there's so many different people, so by definition that's called Ein Bodas L'Shol. There's only one rule. Ein Bodas L'Shol, you always go to Hakel. So whenever there are three people, or whenever they're inanimate, or whenever you're talking about a piece of food, whether the piece of food became tummy, or whether the infant became tummy, so it's Ein Bodas L'Shol, so there's only one rule. The Rambam gives a different, the Rambam quotes the other opinion in the Tosefta. Manashtana, why is B'Shus Harabim different from B'Shus Hayochid? So the Rambam says, no, there are two different rules. Ein Bodas L'Shol is one rule, and B'Shus Harabim is a different rule, so why are you more lenient to B'Shus Harabim? Because there's a din that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Fine Shmita Eitzel HaSinai. Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. That's a din. If you bring a carbon, carbon Shizmana Kavua, it doesn't really depend on carbon Yachid, carbon Tzibur. The din, if you bring a carbon Shizmana Kavua, which is usually a carbon Tzibur, 99% of the carbon Tzibur are Zmanim Kavua. The Tmidim and Masafim have to be brought today. If you didn't bring it today, you're just not Yotze in the Mitzvah. You can't bring it tomorrow. You can bring tomorrow's Tmidim, but you can't bring today's Tmidim tomorrow. So there's a din if you have a carbon Shizmana Kavua and it became Tomei, so the din is you're allowed to be Makarvit Betumah. It's still Tomei though. You don't say that it's Tahar. It's still Tomei, but we're Mekel on Tumah B'Karbon Tzibur. It doesn't really depend on Tzibur and Karbon Yochid. It depends there. Karbonis Yochid, that is Manu Kavu also Deichet Tumah. So the Rambam has adapted that position. So what in the world does that mean? That's a Pella, that position. The Tanoim are trying to understand why should it be different if it's a Safik Tumah B'Shus Harabim as opposed to B'Shus Harabim. So the Raibit quotes that opinion from the Tosefta that whenever it's a Rabim of three people, we call that Ein Bodas L'Shol. Because there are too many opinions, you're not going to get a straight answer. But the Rambam doesn't quote that. They're both opinions in Tanoim. Rambam doesn't quote that. He quotes the other opinions. We're not sure exactly what that opinion means. Not the Rambam's fault. It's the Tana's fault. Tana and the Tosefta give this funny reason. So the Netziv interprets in that. The Gemara is just trying to explain How can you say you're learning out from the word v'nitma, v'nitma, v'nitma by the soita? The Torah chaps on this verb that doesn't fit in. It's not a topic of tumah v'tara. Soita asur l'baila is an issue of isa v'heta. Why does it say v'nitma? So it's a remez. It's alluding to the dinner, just like you go l'chumra by sofik soita. So you go l'chumra by sofik tumah b'shus hayochid. So let's learn out from b'shus effort to b'shus rabim. Also, why should you make it mechatesa? There should be a din b'shus hayochid b'shus rabim. Doesn't make any sense. It's not logical. So the Tana and the Tosefta that the Rambam has adopted the position says, no, you see in Hilchas Tumah that the Halacha sometimes distinguishes between Yochid and Rabim, Varaya, that Tumah is Mutta Betzibu. It doesn't mean that it's not Tumah. It means that the Korban is Tumah. There are differences. If the Korban is Tumah, the Kohanim can't eat it. If the Korban is Tumah, the Kohanim can't eat it. But you see that there's a difference between a Tumah Betzibu and Tumah Biyochid. So therefore, you have no right to learn out from this pasuk that even a sofik tumah b'shus hayochid b'shus haram would also be tomei. So we limit the afus only to sofik tumah b'shus hayochid, because you find somewhere in halacha that the din distinguishes between yochid and rabbi, which is still difficult. It's not really a difference in korban yochid. It's a difference in zman kavua and not zman kavua. So that whole tana we don't understand. So tell her that tana. The question is better than the answers that I'm giving you. But the Tanaim were working on the question. Nachamol, so let's go again. What did they ask? What did they ask? Why? What motivated Rabbi Yechanan to explain my time with the Rabbi Meir? Why does Rabbi Meir say that it's a vaday nevela? That the Cheresh had to be cut in shecht and nobody was watching, the adults weren't watching. So Rabbi Yechanan interprets within Rabbi Meir, because Rob Masay Milkul Kom. So the late Amoraim asked, why did Rabbi Yechanan was the first generation of Amoraim, first group of Talmidim of Rabbi Yudah Anasi, the last Tana. Why did he have to say Rav Maaseh Milkul Kolim? Even if it would have been the reverse, Rav Maaseh Misukonim, even if it would have been Rav Maaseh Misukonim, so the Rav says that it's Kasha Shechita, and the Chazaka says it's no good, but Rav Meir is of the opinion, Ruba Chazaka, when they contradict each other, when it's Shkula, then you go to Kula, and they quote Rav Meir in this Mishnah. The Gemara says, no, Ruba v'chazaka, Rabbi Meir holds a shkudim, so that's a sofik tumah, v'ein bodas lishol, you go the kula, like b'shus harabim. Imam is sofik tumah v'tayr, that's a special din. Yom is sofik isa, here we're talking about isa v'hetah, we're not talking about tumah v'tayr. So the rules of sofik are different. By moment is different, by isa v'hetah is different, and by tumah v'tayr is different. That was the answer that the Gemara gave. This is the way Rashi read the Gemara. Taisus disagrees with the whole Rashi. This Taisus appears in a few Masechtos. He has Rav the whole story all over. Rashi translates Rav Tinokas Metapchim Ba'ashpa. We don't know if we left the infant, he was Toha when we left him. Someone else left the Isa. If it's the same person, he's an idiot, but he left the baby next to the Isa. Of course, the baby's going to touch it. So one person left an Isa, and one person left the Tinok. So we don't know if the baby's tummy or not. So the Rav indicates the baby was probably touching, playing around in the blotter, in the mud, and the likelihood is probably a dead mouse there. Some kind, one of the Shmona Shvatzim is dead. Even in Manhattan you find dead mice in the middle of the street from the morning to the evening. Maybe it's still there now. So the Rav is that the kid is tummy, and it's a vaday that he touched these. So that's a Rashi test. Taisus says if the roiv is that he's tum and he vaday touched the isa biyodo, so he vaday touched the isa. What do you say that there's a cheskas tara on the isa that contradicts? The roiv is pulling in one direction that the kid is tummy, and the chazaka pulls in the other direction that the isa is tahar. But the kid vaday touched the isa biyodo. So whatever the status of the child is, that's the status of the isa. How can you say Rav Meir Mitaher if the Rav declares that the kid is tummy? So the Isa is Vaday tummy. He Vaday touched the Isa. It doesn't make any sense. The Rav shows that the Chazaka no longer applies. So Taisus says the whole Pshat and Rashi is not correct. How do we know, Taisus quotes Tosefta like that, how do you know that the Tinik is tummy? So the Tosefta says a different Isa. Because Nosh and Nidos Megap Vesoso Menash Kesoso. The minigolem is when you see a little baby, so all the women pick up the baby and they give the baby, what a cute little baby, they give the baby a hug and a kiss. And they play with the baby. So half of the women are nidus. So the baby is tomei, not because he's metapches be'isa. we assume that baby is tummy because in Rosh Hashanah nidus megap v'sosa menashka sosa. That's why he's tummy. And what did the Gemara say? Rov tinokas metapchim. That's metapchim be'isa. We don't know. The baby is holding on to dough from the raw dough, the exact same dough that's in the isa, just 2 feet away from him. It's not like Rashi says it's a vadai that he touched. It's a vadai that he touched the isa, and the Rav declares that he's tamei. So the isa is vadai tamei. So how can anybody say tor? It's not that the Rav and the Chazaka contradict each other. The Rav shows that the Chazaka changed. So Taisa says it's not correct. We're not sure whether the baby touched the isa. Maybe an Adam Tohar came and took a little bit of isa and gave it to the baby to play with because he saw the baby is looking to patchka with something. So maybe an Adam Tohar came, who knows that this isa is Tohar, and he took a little isa and gave it to the baby. So that's what it means. The Reif Tinoikas metapchim beisa, but the Mir Tinoikas anam metapchim beisa. We don't know. We know bevadai the babies. Tell me because maga hanido. Because Rosh and Nosh and Nidus megapfa soso. We don't know if the baby touched the isa. So that's what the Gemara says. There's a Rav says that the baby did touch the isa, but the cheskas tar of the isa should indicate that the baby did not touch the isa. So you have a Rav contradicting a Chazak in opposite directions about that issue. Did the baby touch the isa? Did the baby not touch the isa? The Rav says he probably did. Rav Dinok has been tapchem isa, and the miyut. And the Chazaka says he didn't touch the isa. Adam Tar came. Adam Tar nichnas Hashem. And he gave him the isa. So that's how Tosis interprets. It doesn't change too much more in the Hemshech HaZilmar. Most that Tosis says that Rashi, what Rashi interpreted can't be correct. If it's a vadai that the baby touched the isa, once you declare that the baby is tami miroiv, then what does it help the Chazaka? The baby vadai touched the isa. So if the Roiv says the baby is tami, so the Roiv says the isa is tami. It's the exact same thing. You can't split between the two. So Taisus reinterpreted that the Roiv and the Chazaka are both whether he touched the isa or not. That's the deal. That's the Gemara. Shite. So it's a machlokes of Meir and the Chachamim. Whether when the Cherish out of the Kotan Shecht, is it a vadai nevela because Roma said mikul kolim? Or is it a Sufik Nevela? So how do we pass on halacha? So usually you say, Yochid v'rabim halacha kirabim. So the Gemara says over here, an interesting asik. Hoyer Rebbe kirab meyer, hoyer Rebbe kirchachamim. On one occasion, Rebbe paskins like Rab Meir, like the Shittas HaYochid, that it's Vaday Nevela, and you can shef those Vez Beno later on, and there's no, absolutely no bits of Kisei Adam, not in Sufik. But Rebbe Chacham, on another occasion, Rebbe paskins like the Chachamim, that it's a Sufik debate. So which one did he paskin second? In other words, he backed up from his original psak a few years apart. Which one did he paskin second? Which is the final maskan? Hech menai dachrenai. So which one is the final psak? The Mar Toshma, the Rababa, Beid Rabchia Bar Rabba, because he was named after his grandfather. His grandfather's name was Rababa. By the Spartan, they named after the grandfather, even the grandfather's Zalai. So you have Rababa, who was the son of Rabchia Bar Rabba, and Rab Zera Havikaimi, Bishuka de Kesari, Apischa de Bei Medrosha. Okay, they were standing next to the entrance to the Beis Medrash. Nafak Rabami Ashkechinu. He walks out and he meets them. Amaluhu Labamin Aluhu Bidin Bei Medrosha Latikima Baroi. When they're learning in Beis Medrash, you shouldn't stand outside. Please come inside. Why? Dilma Ikeinish. Dimitztacha Leishmaite. We need a Sholomeshim in the Beis Medrash. If someone's going to be learning, they're going to get stuck in a Gemara. So your job is to be inside to help them out. Maybe there's somebody there. And he's going to get stuck in the Gemara. So Rab Zera Ol and Rab Babala Ol. So one of the two, there were two Rabbonim who were standing outside. So one of them went into the base manager, the other one didn't. Rab Babala Ol. Yasav Yukam Boilu, who said they were asking this child, Hey Menai Achmenai, which Psak at Rebbe was his final Psak? Did he finally pass him like Rab Meir? Like the Shittas HaYochid of Rab Meir? Or did he pass him Yochid Ram Alochid Ram? So they asked Amlu Rab Zera, Lo Shivakten Li, the Shaili Le Sovo. What happened over here? They were standing outside and talking, learning to each other. And then they pulled Rab Zera in. What happened again here? Rab Zera Ol. Rab Zera went into the base medrash and Rab Babu was outside. So when they asked Reb Zera the Shaila, so Reb Zera says, "Oi, I was just outside talking to this big Talmud Chachma Rababa, and you pulled me inside to the base of the Shavakten Li, the Shaila, the Sara, could have asked Rababa, Dil Mashmiele Miavu, Rabu, Mine, the Rabbi Yechanan. He would know Rabbi Yechanan was a Talmud Rabbi Yudan, so he would know which was the final Psak of Rebbe. Why would he know? Why Rababa, the son of Rabchia, the son of Rabab, why would he know better than anybody else? Because this Rabchia Baraba called Klos and Yamka Mahada Talmudic Kameh the Rabbi Yechan, he is the Chazwal of Shas every 30 days. So he would know which was the final Psak. So bottom line, what's the final Psak? My Havilah, what is the final Psak? Did Rabbi finally come to the Maskana, Yochavir Rab Malachi Kirab? Remember, did he decide that this should be an exception to the rule? That he thinks from there Shita is so correct. Toshma Zogdemar, the Shalch Rab Loza Lagoy, Lahoyra, Rabbi Kirab Meir. Shite. He passed like Rab Meir. Freg the Gemara, what do you mean, Hoyra Kirab Meir? Hoch Rabbana Namayor, but on another occasion he passed like the Rabban. Lav Shmamina, that's what it means. So Adach Menai say Shmamina. The final psak was that Rabbi passed like Rab Meir. Okay. That's a shot. How do we pass? Can we really pass on like that or not? This is a shas topic. Ruba v'chazoka. The same Gemara is discussing Kiddushin and Avodah Zarah and other Masechta. It's a big topic. Maybe we'll start the next Mishnah just a little bit. Yeah, in the slaughterhouse, they shecht for an hour, they shecht chickens and they shecht turkeys, and then they do one kisei adam at the end. So the Mishnah says that's accepted. You don't have to do a kisei adam after each and every shechita. Shachet me'achayis b'makam echot, kisei echad l'chulam. You have one gigantic puddle of dam, so you have to have sawdust on the floor first, you have to have ofer l'mayla v'ofer l'mato. So then you do one kisei adam. What if he shechts me'ofer makam echot, kisei echad l'chulam? What if he shecht chai v'yofer makam echot? Kisei Adam is the Gemara of the Shechita, and the Shechita of Oif is a Simen Echad. All you have to shecht is either the Kana or the Veshin. And the Shechita of Chaya is two Simonim. You have to shecht Kana and Veshin. So there's room to argue over here. Maybe, how can you have one Kisei Adam for Chaya and Oif? It's a different than Shechita. Kisei Adam is the Gemara of the Shechita. It's a different kind of Shechita. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. It's based on Psukim. It's not based on Svarim. Machlokes HaTanoim. What if you shecht chai v'yof makam echad? You have one big puddle, kisech l'kulam. Rabbi Yudai man, not true. Shochet chai yichasen, v'chakach yishchei l'soif. It's not right to do one big kisui. V'chai v'yof together, you need a separate kisei adam for chai, and a separate kisei adam for oif. Behemah doesn't need kisei adam. So that's... So the Gemara is going to explain what the psukim are that indicate this. But when we're going to get involved in this Gemara, then there's going to be a whole discussion of other side topics. This is going to discuss on the next daf, the famous topic. A person is in the middle of eating supper and he realizes that he didn't have marav yet. So he davens marav in the middle. Is that considered a hepsik, a hesach, hadas in the meal? And he has to say another hamoitzi? Or has to say another shahakalam, whatever, hadama on the food? Or do you say, no, that's not a hesach, hadas. Even though he's not allowed to eat in the middle of the Shemana Esrei, maybe that's not a hesach, hadas. So that's going to be a famous discussion in this Gemara, how they read the Gemara. I have to apologize. I have to go to a wedding tonight, so I'm going to end the shiur a little early. So we'll stop now. At the end of this week's Sedra, you have the Yaakov Pikudin Baita about the Mishkan, everything about the Mishkan. And then it says, when the Kohanim would take down the Mishkan, so then they would travel, and when the Onan would stop, then they would stop and they would build the Mishkan. So the Psukim are very clear that the dinim of traveling in the midbar, they went in four different machnas. Every machna had three different shvatim. So the din of traveling in the midbar was a hirashah. We have no din l'daris how you have to travel. It was a hirashah of what? Hilchas traveling. That there's no din in Yeridah. There's no din in Shulchan Aruch about how to travel today. It was a hirashah how to travel. So you see from the psukim and the mishnayis, it's a hirashah how to be making the mishkan. The psukim say, the last, the concluding psukim. V'he'alos ha'anam v'al ha'mishkan, yitzu b'nei Yisrael. M'lo y'al ha'anam v'lo yisad yom he'alos ha'anam. The whole traveling in the midbar was a hirashah of hakomas ha'mishkan. So the Gemara has in different places, the first daf in Bava Kamma, and other places in Masechta Shabbos several times. The Gemara says, all the dinim of the malachas of Shabbos are learned out from the mishkan. Because the psukim say you have to build a mishkan, but you're not allowed to be machal Shabbos to build a mishkan. So we see whatever was a significant activity And Asiyas HaMishkan is described as a melacha. Achtav Mishkan Chashiv Kara Leyav. After lo havi Mishkan Chashiv, and the maximum it can be, it's going to be a tolda. So the Gemara says, all the melachas of Hoytzor are learned out from the Mishkan, from the traveling. When they were traveling, so they would put the krushim on the wagons, they would take the krushim from one wagon to the other, then they would take them off of the wagons. So that's considered Asiyas HaMishkan. When they were traveling, that's also Hachta Havim Mishkan Chashiva. The traveling was a chelik of Asiyas HaMishkan, traveling from one place to the other. That's why the Mishnais learn Adinim of Haitzor. If a person is a writer, he writes with the left hand, so that's Kalach HaYad. So that's only a Malacha D'Rabbanan. But if a person carries with the left hand, so the Mishnah says, Amoitzit Bein Mimin and Bein Mismada, that's not Kalach HaYad. People are right-handed person carry with the left hand. So the Gemara says, how do you know that it's true? Because the ones in charge of carrying the things from the Beis HaMikdash, they would carry something in the right hand, something in the left hand. The Gemara is learning it out from Psukim, from the traveling in the Midbar. Because traveling in the Midbar was a chelik of HaKamas HaMishkan as well. So that's why you learn out from Malacha Shabbos, for the purpose of Malacha Shabbos, you learn out from the traveling in the Midbar. Okay. Everybody dab Myra already?
No, we're
going to dab
Myra.
Good. Thank you. Thank you.